Electric companies that provide power for residents in eastern North Carolina are upgrading their systems to make them more resilient to future storms and hurricanes. PRE's Jared Brumbaugh has more.
It took weeks for power to be restored to some areas of eastern North Carolina after Hurricane Florence. Now, several electric companies have projects underway to minimize power outages and strengthen the grid. Spokesperson with Duke Energy, Jeff Brooks, says they are installing self-healing technology.
This automatically identifies power outages and then reroutes power to get service back up to customers. And it can do it often in less than a minute. Sort of like a GPS in your car helps navigate around traffic accidents. This system helps to automatically restore power. We used it during Hurricane Florence in some of the inland communities, and we're able to avoid more than 80,000 extended customer outages.
Duke Energy is also in the process of relocating equipment and improving barriers around substations in areas that flooded during Hurricane Florence. Tideland EMC, which provides power to nearly 23,000 residents in eastern North Carolina, is installing stronger power poles and power lines in Dare and Hyde counties. Manager of Engineering and Operations at Tideland EMC, Ben Beagle.
We also shorten span lengths when we can. Some spans out there were really long when they were put in years ago, and we'll shorten spans. All this makes it a stronger line and more resistant to wind damage and tree damage from these 100-foot pine trees that we have in eastern North Carolina.
Since Hurricane Florence more than 10 months ago, Tri-County EMC has replaced a couple hundred power poles. Manager of Operations Mike Wood told PRE in an email that crews have replaced damaged conductors with stronger, more resilient components. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.